Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. The PM says Australians have earned an early mark through all of the work that we've done to flatten the COVID-19 curve. Scott Morrison says National Cabinet will meet next Friday to look at relaxing restrictions. He says we can play our part by downloading the COVID Safe app.
This is a critical issue for National Cabinet when it comes to making decisions next Friday about how restrictions can be eased.
Well, Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has echoed Scott Morrison's call for more app downloads.
And that's not green at the moment, as the Prime Minister has said. We need the app uptake to be higher before we can say that that final piece in the jigsaw puzzle of contact tracing is there.
The aged care sector will see $205 million pumped in to make up for the additional costs homes have had to fork out because of the pandemic. Homes will receive $900 per bed and over $1,300 for regional areas.
They've suffered additional costs in things like personal protective equipment because it's been so rare and prices have gone up, so they've had some other costs that have increased as well. And, of course, just in some of their other everyday work that they've been doing, they've had additional costs.
Minister Richard Colbeck there. And new data on Aussie house prices will be released today, but it doesn't look like predictions of a massive tumble in values have come true just yet.
They won't be so bad if the indications are to be believed. Over the past month, the home prices across the nation probably rose by 0.3%.
That's Craig James from ComSec there. Taking a look at sport, it looks like it's liftoff for the NRL, with the Warriors reportedly given permission by the National Cabinet to fly from New Zealand to Australia on Sunday. They will arrive on a private chartered plane to Tamworth and will be forced to spend 14 days self-isolating, while it's believed players have agreed to a biosecurity meeting with their clubs on Monday. The Melbourne Storm coach, Craig Bellamy, reportedly has banned his squad from using social media once training resumes after star winger Josh Adokar posted photos breaking social distancing on a camping trip.